Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Alen Trilevich, who has presented the film Men Don't Cry in the competition, and I believe it actually opened the competition this year in Karlovy Vary. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Very simply, the first question is, would you be able to tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film?
It's a story. It's Men Don't Cry is a film about war veterans from former Yugoslavia that are gathered in a remote mountain hotel by a peace organization, and they try to, in some therapeutic way, to make reconciliation. And that's the basics.
Very good. And a follow-up question is kind of another simple one. I'm very curious: is it based on a true story, or did something like this happen?
It is based. It is based on the true story. There are these organizations that do workshops with the war veterans that fight in different armies during the wars in Croatia and Bosnia. And I also was a soldier during the war in Bosnia, and I was a very young man at the time. And I've heard about these workshops, and I got the idea to make a short documentary about the subject. And then I went to one of these workshops, and when I came there, it was really something totally strange for me. I forgot about documentary at all. I was sitting with the people who fight each other. We fought each other, and it was the first. It was not so, you know. It was very, very strange. But after that, became to understanding and to real some kind of catharsis.
Yes.
After everything, and then I realized after that, after weeks, I had time to process all this that happened. I realized that it's a really good subject for fiction feature.
So there is personal elements in this movie too?
Yes, there is.
And you're trying to bring them into the film. How did they influence you while you were working on the movie?
Well, we from that moment it took us 6 years from that moment to the shooting the movie. 5 years from the first draft of the script. And in Bosnia, it's really hard to make a movie. We have one or two movies per year, and if it's your first movie, then it's harder. And all this process was really, really something special to me. Really, because in a way, it has also some therapeutic parts in it, and it was really excellent experience also working with these actors and non-actors. We have two non-actors, real war veterans, in the movie, and some of the actors had war experience. For example, Leon Lutschev's character, one of the main characters, is based on his true life story. He was a soldier in the war, and
We should mention as well that all of these characters come from the different countries that were involved in the Yugoslav war.
They came from Croatia, Bosnia, Serbia, and they were in different armies, and now they're there together, try to speak.
There's a symbolic dimension to the movie as well, where all these people from these different countries are coming together in one room to talk.
It's based on the true events, it's a truth. So,
And beyond the war itself, I found that it was a very interesting examination of masculinity as well. So, does that come into play in the movie? Was that a part of the theme that you wanted to talk about? What it's like being men and having to feel in a certain way, having to behave in a certain way?
Yeah, of course. The name of the movie is Men Don't Cry. Of course, we have these traditional thoughts about men in Balkan that are, strong, tough guys, and they should go to fight. And And it's, of course, it's one big lie. It's men cry, of course, and we cried. All of us cried during the shooting. So really, really, it was very, very emotionally strong during the shooting.
Yeah, getting back to the therapeutic kind of aspect of the making of this movie, so the entire crew and the cast, for them too, it was a therapeutic session almost working in this film.
Well, I think so, because it was really beautiful and strange experience. We spent 1 month of the in this mountain hotel together, working. We had 10 days of preparations and 3 weeks of shooting, and it was really, really, we were isolated in a way. We spent all the time there together, and in a way, we also were, the crew was from Bosnia, Croatia, Serbia, Slovenia, so in a way, the things from our everyday life went to the movie, and things from the movie went to our everyday life, and it was at the end, it was some kind of the mixture.
Yes, yes.
And I think that we were pretty honest with that.
Cinema as a meeting ground, a cultural meeting ground. I think it's actually true. Maybe I may be romantic about it. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure about it.
So. Yeah. So anyways, you mentioned that this might be your first feature, is that correct?
Yeah, this is my first feature.
Well, I'm interested in finding out about you as a filmmaker and what interests you. What are the topics that you like to discuss and the themes that you like to talk about?
Well, I've done a lot of documentaries. Actually, I'm a documentary filmmaker at first.
This is your first fiction feature.
Yeah, this is my first fiction feature. I made two short fictions, but this is my first feature. But I do a lot of documentaries, and in a way, that's my, how to say, first and big love,
yes.
Documentary movies. And so it was also connected with this idea to have this documentary approach in this movie. So that's something I certainly will come back to the documentaries, and but I hope also...
You want to do both, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good, very good. Well, it was great talking to you, and I wish you all the best with this film, and I hope it goes well here in Karlovy Vary as well, since it's in the competition.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.